The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you right now, as you're watching this video, a mayor of a major American city just got caught red-handed taking over $1 million from Chinese Communist Party operatives and then appointed them to positions where they could influence policy decisions affecting millions of Americans? This isn't some conspiracy theory. This is happening right now in Los Angeles, and Mayor Karen Bass thinks you're too stupid to notice. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, the ultra-leftist who sides with illegal migrants over citizens, has just been exposed in a bombshell investigation by the Daily Caller. According to their investigation, Mayor Bass took campaign donations totaling over $1 million from two Chinese Communist Party-linked bankers, both connected to what's called the United Front Work Department, China's primary intelligence and influence operation. But here's the kicker. Immediately after taking their money, Bass appointed them to her mayoral transition advisory team, the very group tasked with guiding policy and staffing decisions for her entire administration. Gordon Chang, author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, did not mince words over this. Quote, Los Angeles is now a wide open city for China's communists. Karen Bass resists federal agents and welcomes China's communists. It's very clear where her sympathies lie. Now, what's so fascinating, or better, disturbing here, is that this latest scandal isn't Karen Bass's first dance with communism. In 2017, she eulogized Communist Party USA leader O'Neill Marion Cannon, calling him her, quote, friend and mentor who was, quote, instrumental in her early political career. Now, she conveniently left out the fact that Cannon was a top member of the Communist Party USA for decades. When pressed about it, Bass claimed that she never shared his political ideology. But obviously, actions speak louder than words, and as it turns out, there's quite a bit of action here. Before that, Bass repeatedly praised Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, and she admitted that she was a leader in the Venceremos Brigade in the 1970s, which is a Marxist group started by Castro's regime specifically and intentionally to subvert American interests and spread communism. And what's so key here is that in order to join the Venceremos Brigade, you had to be confirmed as a bona fide Marxist-Leninist. So what we're seeing here with this latest bombshell from the Daily Caller is part of a much larger pattern of behavior that Karen Bass is going to have a very hard time weaseling out of. Now, at a larger level, what we're witnessing here with Bass is a textbook case of what social scientists call elite capture. It's a theory that explains how powerful foreign interests systematically infiltrate and corrupt domestic political systems. Elite capture occurs when foreign elites use their wealth and influence to capture key decision makers, manipulating them to serve foreign interests rather than their own citizens. Obviously, it's been going on for centuries. I mean, think of the way biblically King Herod served Rome rather than the Jewish people over which he ruled. But the strategy is always the same, and it's always very simple. Identify rising politicians who are willing to do anything for power, flood them with money and access, and then cash in when they reach positions of power. It's that simple. And in our time, the CCP has been on the forefront of this strategy, frankly, around the world. According to the Daily Caller investigation, donations from the CCP's United Front-linked actors are part of Xi's strategy to embed the CCP inside democratic systems. The ultimate goal is to build such deep financial political leverage that they can demand their preferred candidates rise within government ranks.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Chinese Communist Party calls the United Front their magic weapon to defeat adversaries by infiltrating them from within. And someone like Karen Bass, who's already so attracted to Marxist ideas and sentiment, she appears to have walked right into their trap, or perhaps better, given her Marxist leanings, she was never trapped at all. Wait until you see this. Now, this exposed corruption is happening at the worst possible time for Bass. While she's cozying up to these Chinese operatives, she's simultaneously fighting federal immigration enforcement and calling ICE raids on criminal illegal aliens experiments that she didn't ask to be a part of. House Republicans have already called for FBI investigations into these Chinese-linked bankers for potential Espionage Act violations. Meanwhile, Bass has appointed the son of another Chinese Communist Party intelligence official to serve as the city's liaison for Asian Americans. More and more people are seeing that the pattern here is clear. Los Angeles has been compromised from the top down. And here's what makes this especially damning. Bass didn't just take money from these Chinese operatives. She created a system where they could legally funnel unlimited cash through her Mayor's Fund for Los Angeles, a nonprofit she advises. So East West Bank alone donated upwards of reported close to $1 million to this fund during Bass's tenure. There were a number of meetings arranged between Bass and Chinese American entrepreneurs, and 5 of the 10 attendees at one meeting later donated to her campaign. Plain and simple, this is influence peddling 101. This is Clinton Biden playbooks that creates legal pathways for foreign money, where the politicians take the cash, then they reward those foreign donors with access and positions of power. Needless to say, Karen Bass represents everything wrong with America's political class. While working families struggle to make ends meet, she's busy serving foreign interests and communist operatives who want to see America weakened and divided. The CCP is not funding American politicians out of generosity. They're making strategic investments, particularly in America's downfall. And politicians like Karen Bass are more than happy to cash the checks. This is what elite capture looks like in 2025. Foreign adversaries buying American politicians wholesale, and those politicians pretending it's just community engagement. Clearly, the FBI needs to investigate Karen Bass immediately. Los Angeles voters deserve to know if their mayor is compromised by foreign intelligence operations. And Congress needs to close the loopholes that allow foreign money to flow into American politics through these nonprofits and community organizations. Because if we don't act now, Karen Bass won't be the last American politician to sell out her city and her country to the highest bidder. So here's my question for you. How many more American cities need to be sold to communist China before we say enough is enough? Let me know in the comments section below. Hit that subscribe button and share this with everyone who still believes America should be run by Americans, not CCP operatives. Because the swamp isn't just in D.C. It's in every city hall where politicians put foreign money over American interests. All right, gang, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Registration is now open for the America Awakened Masterclass. This isn't just some pre-recorded snooze fest. This is a live, no-holds-barred deep dive with me. Raw, real, unfiltered, just like the early days when Turley Talks lit the fire that built a movement. Now listen, our early bird discount is disappearing fast. Time is short. Click that link, lock in your seat, and be a part of the cultural renaissance rising across the nation. Let's awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.